Give me off a second.
2803, correct?
That's correct. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 16th of June. It's a spectacular day outside, and we're in here where we have scheduled two work sessions and a public hearing and work session. This is the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development, of course. And since we don't have a quorum yet, and they're expected momentarily, what I'm going to do is open just a public hearing on House Bill 2803 so we can get some of our work underway. And Mr. Miller, you'd like to talk to us about beverage containers. Ms. Dyster, do you want to start this off?
I would just mention that House Bill 2803 has a dash A9 amendment that we will be probably looking at today, and that would include expenditure limitation for one position for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to basically manage this beverage container program. The amendment has the effect, the A version has the effect of basically expanding the program and the number of redemption centers. So it's getting to be a little bit larger than what OLCC has traditionally been able to absorb.
Mr. Miller, welcome.
Thank you, Co-Chair Gomberg, members of the committee. Sean Miller, I'm here today on behalf of the Northwest Grocery Association in support of 2803 and the dash A9 amendment. This bill comes to you in ways and means, almost going all the way through the process, nearly all the way through the process. It's passed both policy committees in both the House and Senate unanimously, as well as the House floor, and is now in your committee. As you all know, the grocery industry, as well as the distributors and beverage industry, has managed the bottle bill since 1971in its inception. And there's been several updates, modernizations to the bottle bill over time, starting in 2007 all the way up until 2013, last session. And our goal in this modernization effort is to do what the current law is telling us to do, and that is to go out and build redemption centers, make it more convenient for the consumer, and be able to handle the volume, increased volume that occurred, obviously, when we expanded to water, and then later in 3145, looking at the different triggers that are out in the future in 2017, as well as the expansion triggers. And so our goal is to follow through with what the current law has already stated. And therefore, we worked with OLCC on this particular bill just to it revises the reporting and compliance requirements and establishes a reasonable timeline and process for compliance with approving our redemption centers. It addresses some issues with non-compliant retailers, and to make sure that everyone is going to either participate, or if you do not participate, that you are offering equivalent services, just like the beverage recycling redemption center. So with that, Mr. Co-Chair, I'm happy to answer any questions. I didn't want to get into too much detail or history, but happy to answer any further questions that the committee may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me for jumping around a little bit there, taking care of a little committee business. Any questions? Yes, please, Senator.
How close are we to triggering the dime?
Mr. Co-Chair, Senator Monroe, very good question. There is a 2017 date. We are in our second year of that compliance, and so we are under that 80% as of last year, so about 70. We are anticipating being under, and so as of now, that could trigger. And so I think it's probably best for OBRC. They have the more accurate numbers, but right now, what I've been told, because we're in a two-year cycle, it's we are under right now. And so, our goal has been to build out these redemption centers to increase that redemption rate. So we're trying to solve that, but again, we're under right now.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, colleagues, we're in hearing right now, and I'm going to also open up a work session on 2803. And Ms. Deister, as you were indicating, we have some amendments, and
we do indeed. Would be appropriate to accept a motion?
Mr. Chair, I would move the dash A9 amendments to 2803.
Colleagues, you've heard the motion from Co-Chair Johnson for the dash 9 amendments. Is there discussion, questions? Is there any objection? Hearing none, we've adopted the dash 9s.
Okay, and a motion to move to full.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2803 relating to beverage containers to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
As amended?
As amended. I meant to say that.
I knew you meant that. All right, colleagues, you've heard the motion. Any comments, questions? Is there any objection? If not, the motion is passed, and we would need carriers to full and to the two floors.
I'd be happy to carry it.
And, Senator Monroe is carrying to the Senate and to full.
Sure.
All right.
I'll carry it on the House floor.
Representative Nierman will take that one on the House floor. All right. And I don't believe we have any other business regarding this measure. So I'm going to close the public hearing on 2803. I am going to open a work session on Senate Bill 5517, the Bureau of Labor and Industries.
Okay.
I'm going to step out of the hall for 2 seconds.
All right. Co-chairs, committee members, Senate Bill 5517 is the budget bill for the Bureau of Labor and Industries. The Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a budget of $25,878,435 total funds, 100 positions, and 98.67 FTE. The recommendations include packages that would add a position to the Technical Assistance for Employers program funded with other funds, and that is Policy Option Package 103, which I'll go over in a second. And also, the Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending approval of Package 105, which adds an administrative support position to the Apprenticeship and Training Division to support the Boley ODOT Heavy Highway Supportive Services Program. That's also an other funds position that is funded with a transfer of funds from ODOT to Boley for this purpose, and it supports diversity in that particular apprenticeship program. So I will go ahead and walk very quickly through the work session presentation report here. As I said, the LFO recommendation is for $25.9 million, 100 positions, and 98.67 FTE. In the Commissioner's Office and Support Services Program, the total recommendation is $7,307,683, 26 positions, 25.17 FTE. As I mentioned, Policy Option Package 103 is included in that amount. That Policy Option Package is for $166,244 other funds. $12,331 is related to services and supplies costs associated with that training and development specialist two position that's funded with other funds in the Technical Assistance to Employers program. The position is intended to be full-time and permanent. And it's fee-supported, supported by the fees that people pay who would be attending these trainings or purchasing the training materials, posters, etc., that are put out by that division. For the Civil Rights Division, the portion of the recommendation attributable to that division is $5,105,879 total funds, 29 positions, and 28.50 FTE. There were no policy option packages that are included in that particular division. For the Wage and Hour Division. The total funds LFO recommendation for that division is $8,018,804, 29 positions, and 29.00 FTE. For the Apprenticeship and Training Division, the total funds recommendation is $5,446,069, 16 positions, 16.00 FTE. Again, included here is Policy Option Package 105, which LFO is recommending. This makes permanent a full-time office specialist 2 position. That position was approved during the February 2014 legislative session as a limited duration position. It provides administrative assistance to support the diversity efforts associated with the highway construction workforce, and it's funded through a transfer of federal funds that are granted to ODOT and transferred to Boley. The package amount is $102,780 other funds, one position, 1.00 FTE. So
Is that the LFO recommendation?
That is basically the summary of the packages.
All right.
So.
Well, in that case, Senator Hansel, I'm interested in a motion to move the LFO recommendation on Senate Bill 5517.
I'll be happy to do it. I have a quick question, though, for me.
Sure.
How many investigators are in this proposal?
Co-Chair Senator Hansel, you would have to give me 1 second to look that up on OLIS. I do have that available to me, but it will take me just a second to find it.
And how many increases we have?
In terms of investigator positions, it would be at the 13-15 legislatively adopted budget. There are no changes to the number of investigators being proposed in the LFO recommendation. So it would hold the investigator steady in Senate Bill 5517. Our next bill, we're going to be hearing and talking about Senate Bill 786, which has to do with investigatory staff to Boley, but that we're taking up as part of a separate measure. Would you like me to pause and find that for you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
No, you answered my question.
Okay.
All right. Well, again, we'd be I'd entertain a motion to accept the LFO recommendations in 5517.
So moved.
All right. Colleagues, you've heard the motion to accept those recommendations. Are any comments or questions? Are there any objections? Seeing none, that motion is accepted, and we move on to performance measures.
Okay. The Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a couple of changes to key performance measures. So with regard to key performance measure 4, the Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending increasing this target from 75% to 80%. In 2013, the LFO recommendation was to revisit this target based upon actual experience, and the target versus actual current results would merit an increase to this target. We want it to be achievable, but yet a bit of a stretch. And as you can see, their most current result was 86.7% of claims were processed within fewer than 30 days. So that would be the first recommendation. With regard to key performance measure 6, we're recommending a change to this target as well. And this target, we're recommending it be revised slightly downward to 1,200 to at least partially reflect the impact of the larger economy on opportunities to complete training. That appears to be an attainable goal. As you can see, the recession really kind of dealt a blow. If you look in most current result, they had 860 apprentices receiving journey level certificates for, I believe it would have been 2012 would be the last reportable year. Perhaps it's 2013. But the impact of that had to do with the recession. As jobs were not available, they couldn't get the hours to complete the program, et cetera, in the time that they had hoped to. So, and then the for key performance measure 7, The recommended target is consistent with the previous biennium. We're going to recommend that that be looked at again as part of the 17-19 recommendations. You may need to revise that a little bit to take into account policy choices with regard to the workforce system and apprenticeship as a means of addressing workforce needs. With regard to KPM 9, my last recommendation for changes to KPM targets here for the Bureau of Labor and Industries, this is a proposed new key performance measure that is recommended for adoption. It would address the timeliness of hearings that are referred to the Administrative Policy and Process Unit. That unit has a goal of scheduling adjudication within a certain number of days, within 30 days of referral. And so along with that new measure, we're recommending a target that 75% of those cases be scheduled within that 30 days.
All right. At this point, then, I would entertain a motion to move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
So moved.
All right. Senator Hansel moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Any questions? Any comments? Any objections? That measure passes, and we move to recommended changes to the appropriation bill.
Yes.
Ms. Feister.
Okay. So, based on the LFO recommendation, you have a dash two amendment proposed by, which is recommended by the Legislative Fiscal Office, that basically results in a recommended budget of $12,045,974 general fund, $11,112,760 other funds, $1,483,701 federal funds, and $1,236,000 other funds non-limited, and as mentioned previously, 100 positions, 98.67 FTE. And we would recommend, obviously, that Senate Bill 5517 be amended accordingly.
With the dash two amendments?
Mm-hmm.
All right, at this point, colleagues, we can either have a motion to amend 5517 with the dash two amendments, or somebody could move to change the LFO recommendations. Representative Nierman.
Yes, I move to change the LFO recommendations. I have a dash one sure. amendment, which would change that dollar amount by $150,000.
Okay. It's my understanding that the dash one amendment would basically included a dollar amount that was Senate Bill 5517 as proposed, but the general fund was $150,000 less than as proposed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That would be the effect of the amendment.
Okay. All right, colleagues, you've heard the motion from Representative Nierman. Representative Nierman, did you want to provide any other explanation of that proposal?
I'd be happy to. Thanks, and I appreciate the opportunity of the chair to do this. But one of the things I'm very disappointed in is that the Bureau of Labor and Industries, and I think that was kind of heavy-handed in a well-publicized case, came down on a bakery because they refused to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple there, and I understand the idea of public accommodations, and there's over 300 bakeries in the city of Portland, and I think that if anybody wants a cake baked for them, I think if I was a person of that type, I would not want that bakery baking my cake for me. I think the issue of public accommodations is fine, but I think the Oregon Constitution also protects religious freedom, and I think this is a couple that is a small business and was just trying to express their religious freedom. They had baked for this couple before, and so I think this just to express my disappointment in the heavy-handedness of that action. I'd like to reduce Boley's budget by $150,000.
Any questions or other comments?
I'm not sure of the process, Mr. Chair. What we can amend it here in this committee, like it was being proposed,
and recommend.
The motion is to amend the LFO recommendation by adopting the dash ones, which is what Representative Nierman proposes.
Okay.
And so are there any questions or comments? Are there objections to this motion? And Senator Monroe is an objection, Representative Witt's an objection, and I would be an objection to that.
Okay. So.
And that being the case, the motion would fail for lack of a majority on either side. And so that motion fails.
Yes.
And I would entertain other motions to either change the LFO recommendation or to amend Senate Bill 5517 with the dash two amendments, which was the LFO recommendation.
You want to do it, or you want me to?
You go ahead.
Well, Mr. Co-Chair, I move the dash two amendments.
All right, thank you. Senator Monroe moves the dash two amendments to 5517. Are there questions? Are there comments? Are there objections? Seeing none,
okay.
Motion carries, and now we need a final motion.
Indeed.
Which is to move Senate Bill 5517 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended with the dash twos.
So moved.
All right, Senator Hansel moves. Comments or questions? Objections? Representative Nierman is a no. And the motion carries. So, carriers to full and floor.
I guess he wants me to carry it.
All right, Senator Monroe will take that to the Senate, and I will carry to full and floor to okay. House floor.
Okay.
And do we have any other business on 5517?
I don't believe so.
Let me note for the record that Representative Reed is excused and Senator Johnson is excused. I'll close the work session on 5517, and I will open a work session on Senate Bill 786.
Okay. Mr. Chair, committee members, I commend you for your efficiency today. This is the last order of business that we have before us on the agenda. Senate Bill 786, this would be, we're scheduled for the work session on the bill that we heard last week. This has to do with investigatory staff dedicated to enforcing pay equity and gender discrimination laws. The bill, as introduced, appropriated $100,000 to BOLI to support the staffing increases. You have a dash one amendment to Senate Bill 786 that basically would appropriate $79,863 general fund to the Bureau of Labor and Industries, and that amount basically equates to a phased in 0.5 FTE position. Basically, it would have that position be starting on July the 1st, 2016. So that would be what the dash one amendment there entails.
And are you ready for a motion on the dash ones? Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chair, I apologize. This is the time of the session where there's an awful lot going on, and forgive me for blowing in and out of the hallway. I have a question. I am curious why this request was not included in BOLI's underlying budget. It appears to have fiscal ramifications. It appears to relate to BOLI's operations, and I'm just curious why it's traveling in a parallel universe.
Okay, well, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we heard a little bit of testimony with regard to that question last week. Ms. Sparks could probably do a better job of answering it than I can, seeing as it would have been part of the agency request budget. But I believe the answer was, well, here she is.
Ms. Sparks, welcome.
Co-Chair Gomberg, Co-Chair Johnson, for the record, Paloma Sparks with Bureau of Labor and Industries. This was an effort that Senator Canope came up with. It was not something that the Bureau was pursuing. The Bureau was not pursuing any additional enforcement positions as part of our budget asked this session. We do support the concept that Senator Knope brought forward, and we will do our best to enact what the bill would do. But it was not our, we were not focused, that was not where we were focusing our energies in our budget this session.
Follow up, Mr. Chair?
Please.
You may not have been focusing it in your budget, Ms. Sparks, but you sat in front of this same committee attempting to dip into the worker security fund to do enforcement, and you were testifying aggressively in support of that concept. So it seems to me that enforcement has been on the agency's mind.
Co-Chair Johnson and Co-Chair Gomberg, members of the committee, we have recognize the difficulty of being able to use general funds and asking for general funds for enforcement. There's been a lot of discussion throughout the session, from the beginning of session, about in large part in conversations that we've had with some of the business community and also with just legislators in the building, that where they would really like to see a greater focus on BOLI increasing its ability to do enforcement rather than a number of these bills, particularly bills that provide private rights of action for workers. The Wage Security Fund bill was an effort to try and address that idea.
Follow up?
Please.
Respectfully, Ms. Sparks, there was nobody from the business community when you and Senator Dembro spoke, and so I looked back through my file to see evidence of support for that earlier concept. I didn't find any.
May I? Your question was directed towards Ms. Sparks.
I'm not the chair.
Please.
Thank you. Brad Avakian, Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries. We put in no policy option packages for additional enforcement. The one you have before you now was put in by Senator Knope. The other one, to use wage security funds, was done mostly to address an effort that was put in and discussed by Representative Holvey at the beginning of session to add additional enforcement positions, and we wanted to give the Ways and Means Committee an option to use other funds instead of general funds, and that was the purpose for that bill.
Further questions? Yes, Representative Whitson.
I was just wondering, will you be requesting additional funds for the enforcement of some of the bills that are coming through the legislature now? Will you be asking for any more enforcement money for anything that's coming up outside of this?
Mr. Chair, Representative, we haven't put in any requests for additional money. We have put in fiscal impact statements that we believe are accurate and fair with regard to anything that the legislature has proposed.
So if I may follow up, so does that mean that that will translate into additional positions that you will be asking for additional funds for enforcement of legislation that's coming through?
Mr. Chair, Representative, we're flying a little by the seat of our pants because I don't know what bills you're talking about, but we don't have any plans to ask you for additional enforcement positions this session. We have simply been responding to bills that the legislature has put in order to do that.
Okay, but if I may, paid sick leave. I thought I saw a bill coming through that was going to ask for additional funds for enforcement for BOLI for paid sick leave, enforcing that around the state.
Co-chairs, Representative Whitsett, the Senate Bill 454 does have a fiscal on it, and that bill has enforcement positions. Would that fiscal statement had enforcement positions for civil rights and wage and hour to enforce the sick time bill only?
Okay.
Do you want to follow up? We are getting a little far afield of the measure that's before us today, but please.
I'm just trying to establish if when we finish this budget and the request, if we'll be looking at any more requests for enforcement agency personnel or money related to you know, like sick leave. And so how much was the SB 454 fiscal?
Mr. Chair, Representative, I just want to be very clear on the record. We're not requesting anything additional from the legislature. We are simply providing fiscal impact statements for the bills the legislators have presented. And certainly understand that you will be making decisions on whether or not to add positions to the agency or not in order to implement the legislation that you want us to implement.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Johnson.
I, again, apologize for being out in the hall. Did Senator Canope come down and testify on this bill today?
No, we're only in work session today, so he came in
okay.
last
Sorry,
we sent
then,
someone
then
last
I
week.
Would have missed that. Mr. Chair, respectfully, and I know this is going to annoy a lot of people, it has less to do with BOLI than it has to do with a proliferation of bills that are traveling external to agency budgets right now. And I think maybe you'd want to take a recess to bring a co-chair in here. This is a protest vote to this kind of activity, BOLI notwithstanding. Stuff ought to be in budgets, and I understand that you're deflecting this by saying we didn't ask for this, we didn't do this, this is Senator Canope, but some effort to put agency activities and agency-funded positions all together in a neater package. This isn't just you guys. This has been a raft of this time. So mine is a meowing protest. The inevitable is inevitable, and I'm just going to ask that we take a recess and you get a co-chair to
come down. Speak first?
Before we do that, Senator Hansel.
Yes, I'm a no vote also for the same reasons that Senator Johnson said when Ms. Sparks was here before. I asked why it wasn't in the budget. She said that, it wasn't a priority for us at that time. But that if somebody else wanted to put it in the budget, they would never turn it down. I also talked with Senator Canope about this. He indicated, tried to remember what the bill was, and he said, well, he was asked to do this, but it really wasn't invested in this passage. So I don't know that we are currently where he's at putting the emphasis that he asked and he's pushing for it. I think it would be.
All right. Any other comments before I stand at ease? Yes.
I will be a no also because it isn't part of the original budget, and since BOLI isn't asking for it, I'm not inclined to vote for it.
All right. I'm going to stand at ease for a moment.
That's fine.
Welcome back, everybody. We are back in session, and when we took a recess, we were discussing Senate Bill 786. There are no motions pending at this time, and we've decided to go ahead and close the work session, and we may take this bill up at another time. Any questions or comments? We'll close the work session. And Ms. Dyster, I believe that is all pending issues before us for today.
For today, that is correct.
But stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow for more.
Indeed. Tomorrow on your agenda, we have Senate Bill 5525, the Business Development Department, and House Bill 2280A relating to the Oregon Growth Board.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, everybody. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. We are adjourned.